Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Seychelle Van Poole.
I'm Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Wendy Papazian.
And I'm Via Williams. Today, we're going to talk about our favorite things that we just love.
Our favorite things.
I know. I'm excited about it. Oh, we're intentionally giving this to you right before the holiday season. So if you are like maybe low on some gift ideas for a loved one or maybe need some fresh ideas for yourself, maybe for some fun new gift ideas, we're all over it. Yes.
And you actually care what we think.
They care.
I know.
I care.
Reality.
I'm excited because I can't wait to hear about your favorite things
ever.
I know we do. Yeah. So I'm excited. Yeah, or, you know, if you just need to.
I'm excited. I gave Wendy a gift this morning.
I know. It was so sweet. Via bought me my own URL.
We should Wendy. You can get some visitors.
Yeah. It's wendythewordsmith.com. And yeah, Via actually designed a webpage for me. So I'm really excited.
It's really beautiful.
Sometimes thanks, the Via. Best gifts are not my pleasure. It was my joy to do that for you. And it feeds into our URL purchasing addiction, which maybe we should just start with that, Wendy. It's one of our favorite things.
It is one of our favorite things. I know.
I get together and literally have one glass of wine and we're buying URLs.
What's the weirdest one you have, do you think?
Oh, Wendy the wordsmith.
Okay. Well, I have to pause you guys because I just realized this is our first recording after we won Inman.
Congratulations.
Also a favorite thing. Congrats, you guys. And to our
favorite thing.
Oh my gosh, we got Inman Podcast of the Year. And for those of you outside of our industry, Inman News is the Associated Press of the real estate industry. And it was a huge honor and a huge surprise.
Yes. And thank you for nominating us, because when we asked Inman who nominated us, they said it was our fans. So
yeah.
So that's y'all are our favorites.
Most special was that it was a groundswell. It was that you guys submitted us in such force that we won.
There's
amazing podcasts on there. I was blown away.
Yeah, Bigger Your Pockets was on there.
Yeah. Tom Ferry was on there and amazing. Yeah. And by the way, shout out to Bigger Pockets and Tom Ferry. You guys have amazing content and product, and we're just honored to even be in the same category. It's really amazing.
Well, ironically, our like almost our top podcast is when we had David Green on here. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, David. Yeah.
That's a great episode for anyone who has.
But they are first and second loser. So.
Not that competitive.
I'm so gracious.
They're so awkward sometimes.
I know.
So awkward. We're all winners because we're changing lives together.
In the bubble. Don't use our out loud voice. We just keep those in the little thought bubble.
Those are
self-talk. No, we won because our listeners are number one.
But we digress.
Yes. We
are here to talk about all sorts of amazingly cool things that, you know, aren't necessarily going to change the world, but they will change your day.
Yes. Maybe your life.
For sure will.
Some of these will change your life. I know.
Yeah. What's changed your life, Seychelle? Are you going to start with us?
I have one. Yeah, I have one that has changed my life, which is I even travel with this now because I love it so much. It's the Dome white noise sound machine. I love it so much. It's in every one of our guest rooms at our house. It is in every bedroom in our lake house. It is just this perfectly consistent white noise sound. And I literally I have it. I took it with me. We traveled and I have it with me right now.
Can I just ask a dumb question about that? Uh-huh. Why? I use my iPhone. So just play around with me here. Why would I use a white noise machine and not my iPhone?
And how big is it?
Well, if you want, I can run in the other room and get it and bring it in here.
For our podcast.
For our YouTube
viewers.
This should really watch on YouTube, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have anything I'm going to talk about, though.
But I like it because the whatever pitch it's at, like my white noise on my iPhone was always at a higher pitch.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is at a lower, it's a lower pitch. I mean, and I tried, believe me, I have a kid who doesn't sleep. So I have tried everything, like expert, product, white noise, sound experimenter over here. And it just, it's just this like perfect sound noise. I think it's great. So that, yep. that's my yep. favorite one that is.
And it's spelled D-O-H-M, by the way. Yep. D-O-H-M.
Oh, yeah.
All, like ohm and do combined.
All right. So you like that one. That one's changed your life. Sarah, what has changed your life? Like, what's the biggest thing in your list?
Oh, changed my life? Oh, I like everything on my list. The newest thing that has impacted my life is the Remarkable Notebook.
Oh, I love mine so much.
I love it so much. Well, first of all, my chief growth officer got it first. And I was like, no, I like real paper. I'm going to not, no way am I going to give into this. And he was like, I'm putting a bet down how quickly I'm going to influence you to buy one of these. And he was right. Yep. It took him like less than half a day because you can connect. You can send the notes right to your assistant. Yeah. You can have, so our I love it so much. I bought it. Hopefully none of my executive leadership team is listening because I bought all of them presents because I love it so much. And so they all know now.
That's okay. So awkward. Yeah.
Merry
awkward.
Christmas.
Don't listen to this episode. Pretend you didn't hear that.
Yeah. And just to like emphasize that, because I got Tiffany Fikes is the one that turned me onto it. So I got mine like 6 months ago.
Oh.
And I just want to share what it has done for me. So what it is, everybody, is it's a virtual notebook that you write on. Like if you picture like a stylus pen.
Mm.
And what it did for me, Sarah, I don't know if it did this for you, is that I had all these different notebooks. You know, the kind of notebooks.
Yes.
Like here, I'm showing.
Oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. I have like
you're watching like
dozens of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would say to myself, okay, like the red one's going to be for recruiting and the black one's going to be for notes. And then I would not bring one day or there'd be like five of them. And what the Remarkable did is it just replaced all notebooks. Ooh. And then it transcribes everything. And like you said, you can email it to yourself. I haven't used this. I believe you can use it as a doodle pad for Zoom. I haven't experienced that yet, but I believe that there's a way.
I just love the eraser.
I love
you. You do the eraser and then it just like disappears. It's like the coolest thing ever.
Oh, and I do have a tip. I do not recommend buying the case that they sell with it because the magnet didn't work for me for the pen. So I ordered an off-market case on Amazon with a pocket for the stylus. And
oh, that's great. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Awesome.
Yeah.
And what's you guys, your, one of your favorite links. Things? We're going to put links in the show notes on this too. So if you like any of these products, you can go find them.
Well, I know for me, one of my favorite things this year has been Rent the Runway. Oh, I've really enjoyed my subscription. And for those of you that aren't familiar with it, it is good for people who like to mix up their clothing, like to get some fashionable stuff, but then not have to have all that stuff in their closet. So I got a package where I could get four different things a month. In fact, I've got one of my Rent the Runway shirts on right now. Nice. And yeah, it's been really fun. I've been doing it for 3 months and I speak and teach a lot. And so people are always taking my picture. So it's nice to have something where you feel fun and confident in.
I did that, Wendy, for quite a while. And I just wanted to add to that I feel like I've done so many of these favorite things. It's great if you're, you know, losing weight and you don't want to buy an interim wardrobe in those in-between sizes. So I did it when I lost my 70 pounds. I did it all the way down, which was awesome.
Awesome.
That's good. That's good to know. Yeah, what's one of your favorite things?
Well, I have a lot of favorite things. This was not hard for me. I was just like rattling them off. But the recent thing that makes me very happy are my Tory Burch combat boots, which I have literally worn every day now for 6 days in a row.
Oh, wow.
I love them so much. And you can pull them up online. They're a little bit of a splurge, but if you live in a northern climate, they're the best combat boots I've ever had. They go with everything. I love them so much. I don't even know. Like, I know. It's kind of...
Well, I have a Tory Burch thing also on my list. Ooh, so I'll just try one.
I do.
So funny. Well, So my best friend gave me a little Tory Burch crossbody bag. It's really quite small, but it kind of fits everything. And I really like it. It's got a little gold... chain around it. And I wore it when I was in New York and it's not leather. So nobody can cut it if you're walking around and worried about it getting stolen. And it's just the perfect size for everything. So
nice. And we should probably say that we're going to put links on our show notes to all of this, right?
Yeah, yeah. We did.
Yeah. So my Tory Burch favorite thing is the Tory Burch sandals. I have them in like 3 to 4 different colors. Oh, yes. And all summer, the minute it warms up in Virginia, those go on my feet and they don't come off my feet until it's cold again.
Like the flip flops? Is that what you mean?
No,
the little sandals. I know what you're talking about.
They're
so cute. They are really cute.
Yeah.
I have their aviator sunglasses, the Tory Burch aviator sunglasses, and I love them. They have like a cute little emblem on them and they just look so fun.
I have those too, Say.
I love those.
I would say Tory Burch is the number one designer I own.
We need to buy some stock, evidently, in Tory Burch.
Corey, are you listening?
I think she's private.
She's not public. All our male listeners are tuning out now, by the way.
With how many Tory
Burch. This is good gift ideas for your people. If you are listening and you are a dude, these are gift ideas for your people. We are saving you so much time and research right now.
Okay, yeah. I have a good dude one, Seychelles, that you and I both have on our list.
Yes. Do it. Yeah. One of my favorites is this for men. It's this, I don't know how you pronounce it. It's a Dutch company. It's Segrid, Secrid men's wallet. And it it's like a tiny, very small wallet. You can put a money clip with it too. And it takes those huge bulky wallets down to a very small size. And it has a little clicker thing. You click on it and it pops up all your credit cards. And it also keeps people from being able to scam your pocket, like to scan your pocket to get your credit cards. And it's fantastic. I gave it to Nick last year for Christmas and he loves it, uses it every day. And it's really high quality. So if you are looking for a dude, that's a great one.
I love that. Our dudes will love the next thing I'm going to say, which is Spanx pants.
Yeah.
Do they have them for guys?
Well, do they have them for men?
No.
Well, Jay loves Lulu. Jay absolutely
Lulu's great.
And in fact, I do own Lulu stock, actually. Jay loves their pants. He loves everything about Lulu.
That's Lululemon.
I know.
Lululemon. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But Spanx jeans, Spanx dress pants.
I'm wearing them.
Spanx leggings. I'm wearing them as well.
Ooh, you look
amazing.
Great.
Amazing.
That was a little
shot. I have the little motorcycle ones and I love them.
I have
I'm going to have to go buy some.
Spanx.
The leather ones, Wendy?
I have the
Leathery ones. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever bought her little shorts? I thought she was advertising them earlier this year.
But I have the bootleg jeans, Sarah, and I have the skinny jeans. That's what I'm wearing today. And then I also have those like faux leather leggings.
Yeah, I have
those. I have four pairs now. And that was fast. That's like four pairs in like 2 months. Because once you buy one, you're like, they fit, this is it. And then you just get all the colors and black and denim.
Well, now I'm going to have to try that out. So pants makes me think of going out, which makes me think of date night, which makes me think of my favorite drink lately, which is tequila with lime, but especially Topo Chico.
Tequila.
I have realized I have a problem with Topo Chico and that I have to have it. And in Michigan, we do not have it. And I even like found someone that could be my Topo dealer to get me Topo Chico and he went out of business. And so now I'm like Topo deprived. In Michigan right now. So Topo Chico is for sure a favorite thing on my list.
I'll keep that going, Say, because I'm similar. I love Topo Chico too, but with vodka. And two lime.
I like it.
Yes, that's
Wendy, what's your favorite drink?
Wait, two whole limes?
Wedgies? No, not two whole limes.
I'm like, that's very limey. Two wedgies.
No, that is extra. That is really extra. Who would ask for two whole limes in their drink?
Well,
that's like this much lime juice. I actually have one too. So instead of doing what Seychelles is doing, I do it the lazy way. And I've discovered Lone River Ranch water, which is basically tequila and sparkling water. It comes in a can. It's delicious. I believe it's from the Austin area.
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great. It's called Ranch Water Original Hard Seltzer. It's got 80 calories, no carbs, and makes you feel good.
That's awesome.
Okay. Since we're doing favorite drinks, I got this from Jay Papazan, Wendy's husband, and I have been drinking it all year as kind of my splurge drink, and it's called the Vucre.
But
it's spelled V as in like Via, IEUX, and then CARRE. It is so good. It's rye, cognac, and sweet vermouth. And it's like a really good like brown liquor splurge, which I have just gotten into brown liquor over the last 4 years.
Vucre means old square. So it's a New Orleans drink. And it was actually made famous by a hotel in New Orleans. I can't remember the name of the hotel, but when we were in New Orleans, we actually went and we got
Bucarest. So cool.
Mm-hmm. I have been really enjoying them this year. And since we were just talking about our favorite drinks, there you go.
Love it.
I love that.
Okay. Can I go on to some girly girl stuff? Would that be okay?
Yep.
Okay. So I have a little bit of a thing with like hot hair tools, right? I just kind of like, you know, curling irons, hair dryers, whatever. The favorite by far hot tool that I got this year is the Beach Waver curling iron. And the reason it's so cool is that you clip it on your hair and you press a button and it twirls it all up. So it's like automated and I can do my whole head of hair full curl in like 7-8 minutes. It's probably half the time. And
hair for that or?
No, you can have medium hair, probably not short hair. I would say probably not long. But you could do it. You just want a smaller barrel size than mine. I use a little bit of a bigger. I like a little bit more of a wave, so I use a little bit of a bigger barrel. So I have the biggest barrel size, but you can get a smaller one. So
that sounds very fun. Wendy, what's your girliest thing on your list?
I already got all my girly ones out. So sorry. But the next thing on my list. Well, the next thing on my list is when we were in New York and Jay was speaking, we got these, like we got the most incredible swag bag. I mean, the best swag bag I've ever gotten. It was full of like amazing things. And it had full size bottles of something called Boost Sweet Boost. They're like little gummies that help boost your immune system. And they're just yummy. And I eat them with my vitamins. And I don't know, it's like a little extra zinc and vitamin C and everything, you know, especially nowadays with everyone being sick or, you know, avoid being sick. So yeah, it's called Boost Sweet Boost. They're these little purple hearts. They're cute.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Seychelle, I feel like both of us should talk about how much we love our Yeti tumblers because we're both on both of our lists. And I just
the one I'm holding in my hand right now.
The one you're holding in your hand, because here's why. I have. Oh, did I screw up, Sarah? Were you
go for it?
No, I was eating the gummy that Wendy was trying to get to.
That's funny. Oh. I missed that. I missed some total body language. This is definitely, if you're ever going to watch one, this is probably the one. So the here's the deal. We are a coffee family, and like you know, we take coffee to go in the morning. Like I've kind of started laying off the Starbucks habit. We fight over the Yeti. Like it is universally in my family. Everybody wants the Yeti. We are getting ready to go on a trip to Maui. We are packing the Yetis because we enjoy having our morning coffee in them so much. So Yeti tumbler. Mm-hmm. You have to get the
another link. Austin brand.
Another Austin brand.
This is my Bronco. This is my Bronco Yeti.
Yeah. Ooh, that's the perfect that's size. Very that's fancy. The size. That's the one I like.
I like this one with the little
lid. Mm. I like the one too. It has like a little magnetic lid thing on the top so you can take it off and clean it, but it keeps it closed. It's great.
This one has this lid so you can kind of like carry it around.
I like the one with the slider lid, and ours has all the UT UT Austin
hook 'em baby.
Ours are orange. Mm-hmm. UT Austin.
So speaking of coffee, on my list is Super Creamer brand of coffee creamer. It has MCT oil in it.
What?
And they have hazelnut, vanilla, and super sweet cream flavors. Yeah. And it helps me think clearer. And I love it. I have it in my coffee
Jake
every morning.
Jake puts MCT oil in his coffee every morning.
It helps me a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Well, it gets you going for the day. And so I've been putting collagen in my coffee in the morning. So that's since I lost a bit of weight this year, I thought it would be good to help my skin. And so the collagen that I have been using it's marine peptides. And it is, marine collagen peptides powder, wild caught salmon. And I put a little bit of that in my coffee every single morning. And it's helped my skin, my hair, and my lashes a lot.
Ooh, nice. Well, speaking of skin, two brands that I am obsessed with is The Ordinary. They have a buffet serum. They have another serum that's great for if you have to do photos or film that's called the High Fluidity Serum. And then they have a great moisturizer. It's the HA moisturizing cream. It doesn't have sunscreen in it. It's just a straight like cream moisturizer. It's really nice and light, especially like when you're sweating your face off in Texas. It doesn't look like cakey. The Ordinary is the brand. It's out of the UK. Yeah,
you turned me on that.
Yeah,
you turned me on to that.
And it's super reasonable. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Shout out, Seychelles. You turned us on to the Ordinary primer. And mm-hmm. I use it every day. I've already like refilled it. But can I just stay on cream and like skin? I am in love with, it's the Charlotte Tilbury Miracle Cream. I use almost all SkinCeuticals brand except for that. It is thicker. It's really great for night. I had some skin problems earlier this year and my skin was like scaly and whatever. I tried all of this stuff. Like I even tried the Cetaphil, whatever. Mm-hmm. I put the Charlotte Tilbury Miracle Cream on. It was like 3 days later, it was fine. And it's just, I even used it on my legs the other day after getting my legs waxed. TMI, but it's so good. And it's like thick and it's like my favorite. It is like
miracle. All our male users are like, fast forward.
Not everybody, but anyway, Charlotte Tilbury Miracle Cream. I love, just wanted to throw that out there.
I love that. The Tula sunscreen, another one I love. It's a serum instead of a thick cream and it lasts forever. And it's awesome. It's Tula sunscreen and it's amazing. So if you haven't tried that, that's a great one too.
So last semi-girly thing on my list is, which guys like this too, but so George and I went away last year to the one hotel in Miami and we loved it. And the whole hotel smelled amazing. And then we got a couples massage at the spa and they sold the candles with the scent. And so they're the one
building
hotel.
From the hotel?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Oh, it's the best. So it's my bath. When I take a bath at night, I put that candle on and it helps.
Should I relax. Is this one I should jump in with my Aroma 360?
Yes, let's do that.
So I also am, I'm addicted to candles, as you know, and I just like scents. Like I have candles, you can't see them, but there's always a selection of them on my desk at the office and at home and whatever. So I bought a whole home scent system called Aroma 360, and I bought a sampler of all of the hotels. The hotel collection. And the Hotel One's one of them. The Fairmont's one of them. The W's one of them. And all hotels have scent systems that go through that you don't realize. It's like, I mean, you realized it because you're like, I like the smell in here, but they're actually scent systems and they're healthy. They're the way that they are made now are healthy. So the one I got was the Aroma 360. There's a whole bunch of them out there. But the reason I got it is because the cartridges that go with it, they have the whole, all the hotel collection.
That's really cool.
Well, next on my list is, when I was taking my weird trip earlier this year, maybe you guys remember I was talking about it, but I went with Carissa, my friend Lee and Alyssa. And we were just going crazy earlier this year and needed to get out. And so we took a weird trip and when we were there, we were in this tiny little town in the middle of Texas and just came across this like fantastic store. Like you wouldn't expect this store would be in this tiny little town. I ended up buying quite a few things. Carissa bought a fantastic chair. And the best thing that I bought was these sort of like little rainbow ink and alloy earrings. They're little beaded earrings. Every time I wear them, I get compliments. I mean, literally every single time I put these on, I get compliments. And I didn't realize the brand because I guess I probably threw away the card that it came with right when I got home. And I was always so sad that I never knew the brand. And then I was in an airport somewhere and there was this whole display of ink and alloy earrings. And you can go online. They're very reasonable. They're like $30 a pop or something like that. And they're all darling. So I went and I bought, I don't know, multiple pairs for people for Christmas. They're just really fun and highly recommend.
I love it. Ooh, that's super fun. One thing for Michigan, non-Texas wearing that I got turned on to was the Patagonia 3-in-1 coat, which I love for the super cold weather. And I've discovered, like, I brought a ton of jackets up because I was terrified of the fall and winter up there this year. Because last year, this Texas girl was not prepared for the fall in Michigan. I froze. And so the Patagonia 3-in-1 coat has saved me this year from the snow, the rain, the freezing. It's been fantastic. So big props, Patagonia.
Well, you'll probably have that for the rest of your life.
I absolutely will. I love it. I love their brand. I love everything about them. They're just fantastic.
So I fell in love this year with my Peloton. I bought it maybe a year and a half ago and I rode it some, but then this year it has been my saving grace when I'm getting, when I'm really stressed out, when I want to emotionally eat, which is something I struggle with on a regular. I'm like, let me hop on my bike and get some energy going. And I love, love, love my Peloton. So we got my favorite was Tundi, Allie Love, and Cody. My three instructors that I love, but I
you and
love
I
my
have been
Peloton.
Pushing each other at various times this year on that. It's been fun.
Yes. Yep. It has been.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I have a fitness thing that I can chime in with.
Yeah.
So every single year I do a girls trip out to Big Bend, which is in West Texas. And we run it's called the Big Bend Ultra. We don't do the ultra part. The ultra marathon is 50 miles where you basically run across the desert up multiple mountains in Big Bend. We do, I know. Those guys leave at like 5 a.m. We show up around 8:30 and we go.
That does ultra marathons. It's crazy.
It's incredible. Yeah, no, it's amazing. And it's cold then. So anyway, I feel pretty self-righteous until I see those ultra marathoners and then I feel like a weenie. But it's a 10K and we go up and down the mountain. And we didn't do it last year. I can't remember if it was canceled or just we went out there, but we didn't do the run. So it's been a couple of years since I've run a 10K. And so I downloaded the Runkeeper app and I really enjoyed it because you can tell the Runkeeper app when you're going to be running your 10K, how many days a week you want to run, how fast you want to run. And then it customizes a little training session for you. And it's just a little bit of motivation that I need to get out and go running 3 mornings a week. So highly recommend it.
Runkeeper too. I didn't know that you use that. I think it's
it too.
Great.
There you go.
Walking lately. I use it for walking, but... before we wrap, I got this from other women, so I'm passing it on. But for those of you who are bath people, even it's supposed to be shower oil, actually, but I take a bath every night. So does Sarah. I don't know if any of you guys do. But the L'Occitane almond shower oil, if you are in a northern climate in the winter, your skin gets really, really dry. It has been amazing. And I just put a few pumps in my bath with my Lush bath bomb. And by the way, on the Lush bath bomb note, I've talked about this a lot before, but I smash them up so that like one bath bomb lasts 3 or 4 baths. And I have these really pretty
glass
jars that I, you know, they're like decorative jars that I, you know, I just couldn't justify that. But
yeah, they're like $7 a pop.
It's just, yeah. But so you know, it'll last on and off just a little teeny bit to give it a little foam is all I do. And then I put this L'Occitane oil in and it's really great.
Hmm. Is there a particular kind or?
It's called the L'Occitane Cleansing and Softening Almond Shower Oil.
Nice.
You'll have to put that link in there. That sounds delicious.
I mean, not to get like super TMI because I feel like I'm talking about waxing a lot, but if my skin gets a little irritated, I put it straight on my skin after waxing too.
Good to know. And with that, I think we will stop. And I personally took a ton of notes,
I always do
here.
And I think we should put all of our stuff on show notes, even if we didn't talk about it today.
Yes. And sometimes, honestly, one little fun thing during the day. What's interesting is, you know, during any kind of recession, the thing that always does very well is actually makeup and beauty products because it's such a small thing and can make you feel better. And so sometimes, sometimes a little tiny beauty product can just make you feel special and can kind of boost your day. So I love that we talked about all that so much. So guys, this is part of building a big life. And so I hope you guys go out, continue to build your amazing big businesses, enjoy the holiday season and enjoy your big life.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for joining.
Guys.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform and help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.